started about, like, back then, how much it cost, how much you paid the teacher when you started.
All right, are we on?
Yeah.
All right, well, when we began, the teacher was paid a whole dollar for teaching from 9:30 to 2 with a break for luncheon, and we did not pay any rent. But then as time went on and we branched out, we started paying rent to Burton for Burton Hall. And I think Aletha just was still getting a dollar, as far as I can remember.
I don't remember that she had raised it greatly.
I don't remember that she raised it. I don't think she raised it the whole time we taught.
I think she figured if we had enough pupils, if we had 20 pupils, she would get, you know, $20 a time.
But I mean, she was not in it for the money.
If you signed up, though, if you signed up to be in it, you signed up for X number of weeks, and if you weren't there, you still were supposed
right.
to pay because she was there. Mm-hmm. You could have come, you know, if you'd come, right. you would have had your lesson. Mm-hmm. But she was there putting in her time, so she didn't think that just because you didn't come, you should not have
no.
to pay. And that's, I think, something that we have kept.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you well, now I think you would have been doing 10-week, at one point they were doing like 10-week periods, and so you'd paid for that. And, I mean, if you didn't come, that was your problem. But you had to pay because the teacher was there. Mm-hmm. And if you weren't, that was, you know, it wouldn't be fair not to mm-hmm. not to contribute.
But for several years now, we have not had a teacher.
No, that's true. I forgot about
that. And so we haven't taken on any new people, but the ones who come of ones who have hooked long enough that they can proceed on their own, except if they want advice, everybody is there to help.
Help.
Now, how many come now, like on average?
8, 10, 12, depending on who's in Florida or whatever.
See, that's another thing, too. As time has gone on, even when I was hooking, a good group would go away for the winter, mm-hmm. and quite a few of them would. But,
whatever.
And then the shows, like when was the last show? Was that a while?
That's a good question. That is where I go by not putting dates on things.
Do you remember?
Here's a show of 1995. Now that could, I think that might have been our last one.
Well, that long ago? You haven't had a show?
How many, do you remember, like, when it was the largest show, like how many people came to see your work?
See, now that's where my records would have come in handy, because I kept track of how many people came in, because eventually we got to the point where we charge a dollar admission.
Mm-hmm.
And so some part of what we took in was traffic, if you want to put it that way. And then some from the raffles that we had would come in. But, and see what happened is when we had the flower show too, it all tied in together. And whatever was realized was given only at first to the Eastern Library, and then as more people came in from outside, that would be like Schuylerville and so on, the suggestion was made that they, and Judy took care of that, because by that time my husband became ill, when I wasn't coming on a regular basis, but they would decide what group was worthy. Mm-hmm. And
we have given to different rescue squads.
Right.
And to animal shelter. Those are what come in mind right now.
And then at one point they went and replaced the silver in Burton Hall. I remember that, with some of the money that we made. And what else didn't we do something for the hall beside that? I can't remember. But I know that we replaced the silver. But in all of well, when you're rug hooking, depending on the size of your piece, you have to be very patient, because you just can't hook. We asked one time how long it would take to hook a square foot of background, and she said 8 hours. And that's without, if you're shading, then you can't make time. It's a very you know, precise process, mm-hmm. and you can't be impatient. Rug hookers are patient people. Around over there. But we've met some wonderful, wonderful people, made wonderful friendships, had wonderful parties, and so on. And
Do you want to say more about Vera?
Well, Verena was the one, Verena Wells really wanted a class here. And as I say, she talked that woman into coming over to Burton Hall for 4 weeks, and then she took us to her house for a few weeks and then announced she was leaving town. And that's how we acquired Aletha. And so, but before that, Verena, Molly Austin, and I went up every, I think it was Wednesday, we went up to Glens Falls and hooked in this woman's house. Mm-hmm. And her name was Ruth Cullings, and she was a wonderful, and not only was she a wonderful hooker, but she also, they were all talented in sewing, like Aletha. She was making clothes, and so was Ruth Cullings for their grandchildren. And they just were into everything. I mean, we'd go up there and we'd have coffee before we started, and then we'd hook and have lunch, and then we hooked until 2 o'clock, and we made some really, really interesting, met some interesting people. Mm-hmm. It was very nice, it really was. But Verena was the key to bringing the class to Burton Hall. Mm-hmm. So, and she hooked until she went into the nursing home and hooked beautifully, really did.
Well, I think that probably tells our story quite nicely.
So that should do it, I would say. Have you any questions?
I could ask more questions, but do we want it to end? Yeah. Okay. Well, for today, we'll...